CliffCentral.com.
Hello.
Okay. Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good. How are you, T?
I'm fantastic. I'm just trying to.
There's our music.
There you go. I'm going to do something different today.
Because you come from New York. Okay, do
actually,
something different.
I don't even
different.
Know why I'm speaking in this like normal accent because.
Where's your American twang?
I just landed from the United States
of America.
It was very confusing at your customs because everybody. Really thought that I was American and I had to prove
everyone?
That I was South African.
Oh my God.
It was just crazy.
Oh man, so you couldn't even milk the whole Africa thing. That's so sad.
I did though. I got like, although we don't land on the actual tarmac at the airport.
Yeah.
So what I had to do was I just kissed, what do you call that?
The connection. Tarmac.
Well, there was no tarmac to kiss, was there?
I just
it's like an escalator, but it's like on the floor.
Well, that's very awkward.
Yeah, but that's all I had to.
But
kiss.
Then like, no, but that's
it's
that
so
doesn't
good
make
to
you
be
look
in the
African.
Motherland. That's what I said. It's like so good to be like where my ancestors are from.
Wait, so you did that when you came to Africa?
Yeah, when I landed.
Oh no, I'm saying in America, you had to like use your African points. Because people know
really
you here.
No
you just
African,
look like an idiot here.
There really are no more African
he's
points.
He's lost his damn mind.
Yeah, they thought that for a second. But
like,
I had to let them know. I had to let them know, man, Candace, that I've just come back from the US, you know?
No, but...
Like if you come back from London, it's just like, whatever. But I just came back from, like, New York.
Yeah, you came back pretty much when Mos Def was going.
Yeah, we, like, kicked him out. It was like a swap.
It was a swap. But yeah. They sent you back, so it wasn't really a swap.
Well,
was
I mean,
like,
you know, it was
like,
time to
don't
go.
Don't you have more?
And I just got this visa. So I don't want to mess with it, you know.
You know what happened to Mos Def.
Exactly. But, like, he's got a world passport. Like, what country is that?
I don't
like,
even know what that
Mos
means.
Mos Def is so crazy. He's so high. Actually.
All the time.
Yeah.
But
this,
I saw...
This is what happens, children, when you smoke too much weed.
No, but you're not so funny. I saw this... there's an Instagram account called The Shade Room. It covers all celebrity news, all major celebrities. Follow them. And they posted, Mos Def finally allowed to leave South Africa. I'm like, no, niggas. No, no, no.
We kicked him out.
They're like, no, he was being held against his... Yeah. I was like, no, no.
But you know what I found really strange about New York?
Yeah.
There are very few Americans there.
Oh.
It's like,
that is not what I thought you would have found out.
Yeah, it's like everybody but America. It's like, yeah,
really?
Everybody but America.
But it's kind of expensive to live there, though. So I don't really.
Well, I mean, like Harlem is not.
Yeah.
That's where you find like African Americans. They're like, they don't want like, to stay there. But Manhattan, not so.
And you didn't catch up with Pearl Tsutsi? Our female Trevor Noah?
You know, I think she was staying in a richer area of Manhattan than us. What is it?
Why
do they only take colored South Africans? Like, that seems to be the trend right now, right?
But, like, I mean, because I feel like with South Africa, our skin tone is so just strange. Like, you either have to be pitch black or, like, you know, on the caramel side. You can't be this in-between skin tone. They've got
so
enough
I'm
of
going
that.
Nowhere.
I'm so glad you said it before I had to say it.
It's got nothing to do with my talent, though.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yo,
I'm playing, you miss me a lot.
You miss me a lot. Okay.
We had an American in studio last week, actually. The irony of it all.
She's not American. He's Caribbean.
Well, he sounded American to me.
And he's probably been in South Africa for longer than he's ever been in America. But it's okay. He's a good friend of mine.
Why are you throwing shade?
I'm not. I'm just explaining.
It sounded like you were throwing shade.
I mean, I heard that he asked you out, so I just wanted you to know what you're getting into.
You know,
I'm always going to be jealous about that.
Oh,
but
man.
It's okay.
He was very cute, though. He was a very cute host.
Just cute? I mean, he's an international model. Like,
I know,
yeah,
he's
really.
Very hot. He's like intimidatingly hot, though.
Is it?
Like, I just feel like, you know, if we had to have kids, we'd have really ugly children.
Yeah, really crazy, good-looking people. We're not going to get married and we're not going to have children, but you got me here every week and you're still intimidated
no,
by
but
good
I'm pretty
men?
Sure that, you know, our kids, because of my dominant genes, would come out okay. But with Steve Al, like, it's a gamble because when two ridiculously good looking people have kids.
So I know Steve Al's good looking. Who do you have kids with? You?
Okay. I'm playing. I missed you.
I'm just so upset right now.
I'm playing.
I could get back on that plane. It's a long flight, but I'd do it.
But it's so funny because you dropped us at the last minute. So I literally said to this guy, I was like, hi, my name is Candace and Tumisha's not here. And he was like, oh. And he was like up the stairs and I thought he was going to turn back. And he kind of just looked at me like, hi.
Yeah,
and I was
He was like,
are you staying?
Yeah. He was probably like, this is worked out. Anything can happen.
Okay. Oh my gosh. But thanks for the hookup. It was very cool.
I know it's been a bit tough lately for you. And it's so hard to meet good men.
It has.
And you know, the last couple have been a total disaster. So I thought maybe I should just throw something in the mix that
was different. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. He's very different to what I normally
do. Okay, we've got guests. And yeah. Like staring at us. I'm sorry, guys. We're just really so into ourselves that we just forgot about you. We forgot you in the studio.
Oh, man. Sorry, guys.
Start making sounds.
I tried laughing in between you guys to go, hey, we...
Yeah, sorry.
I just
sort that out with Candy. I sort that out. So, welcome to the weekly mashup, everybody. Yeah. And we got Sans and Karusha in the studio, husband and wife team.
You?
Sans is like not husband.
Yeah. Not yet.
Come closer to the mic, Sans.
Not yet.
You the microphone so far from the mic.
I don't understand.
No, these are high powered things. These are high powered things.
No, we'll just pick you up.
I'm using a projection.
We'll just pick you up from Durban.
Yeah. All
right? Just project really loudly.
Yeah, but you guys are an awesome couple. Maybe not husband and wife yet, but...
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that rock so I can walk around like this. Hi.
Oh, you're
they're not married yet?
No.
They've got a beautiful son, though.
And you bought a house together. That is so black of you.
It's
the new way.
Just like, let's have a kid and, like, just have a house. Like,
yeah. Cohabitate.
Yeah, marriage becomes so overrated. Yeah. It's become now this huge thing of where people make so much of money. It's become a money thing. Let's show off about this. I mean, we have an understanding between the two.
Trust me, divorce is even more expensive.
Exactly. I know.
Yeah. No, don't do that. No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, but it's important to have an understanding, because I think I'd rather be happy than be married. You know, like, because there are a lot of unhappily married people.
Yeah.
And then they can't divorce because, well, like T said, he knows.
It's going to cost. You sit there and you're like, gee, like, the divorce is going to cost more than the marriage.
Yeah, I'm never getting married again. I'm just going to find someone I don't like and buy them a house. That's what I'm going to do. Ah. But I'm not bitter.
I'm there now.
Okay, shucks. You know.
Do you guys have a place for him to stay this
no,
evening?
No, I've been kicked out of my house, so he's not gonna stay with me and my parents.
Might be showering at your sister's today.
Oh my gosh! But honestly,
okay. On that note.
No, but jokes aside, you guys have the funnest relationship I've ever witnessed. Like, you guys are always laughing, always making jokes. Sans looks so sad right now.
You look really happy, in fact. Like, you know, you look like you're a happy couple, which is rare these days.
But is it
me and you?
How about this? How's this one? If only your listeners could see this. I am so happy.
Okay, all right.
I beat him every morning.
Yeah?
That's
usually how it works. From my experience, that's usually how
you will say you are happy, okay?
You will tell those people you're happy. Otherwise, I'll give you something to cry about.
Like your money.
Yeah, hit him where it hurts, in the wallet. But you have been here before on your own, Karusha,
yes,
and you've
I have.
Only said such nice things about your husband.
Yes.
You, the way you spoke, I thought he was really rich and really tall. So it's really, it's refreshing to see that he's just a normal guy.
Everyone's got a shot in life.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
But I think he's probably really good in the sack. That's probably what I'm saying.
Apart from the short, but I just wish I was rich. I don't care about anything else.
You can make do.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but that's how we feel about it.
But guys, for those of you who haven't listened when Karusha was on the show, she's a former Miss Globe India. So Sans, how do you approach a former Miss Globe India?
Yeah, how do you do that, dog? Like, just
with
give
caution.
Us tips. Yeah?
No, he was very confident.
How did this
confident.
Happen?
Was he drunk at the time?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, okay.
You know, he was getting drunk when he was talking to
okay.
me.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, so he kept getting the drink as you guys were talking?
He was actually having a glass of wine turned into a bottle. But the first time we actually started chatting, which was just for work only,
that's
was
usually
actually
the way
American
I did it,
Independence Day, the 4th of July.
Okay.
There goes my independence.
Yeah. Just like so. Hey,
your memorial day.
Yeah, the day of memorial. Hoist my flag, people. Hoist my flag.
And we chatted about work. It was just work related. Mm-hmm. And literally 2 months or 3 months later, we literally just started chatting over. It was a Diwali holiday. And I sent him a message, and then we literally didn't stop chatting after that. I'd never met him, so I'd literally only seen pictures of him because we were in the same industry. So he was interested in something that I was doing.
Mm. I stalked her.
That's the way to do it, guys. Just stalk her until she gives in.
I was not ashamed to say it, so.
Okay.
He made me laugh. I just remember laughing my socks off.
Yeah.
And then he was laughing. He's like, "You're the funniest chick I've met." I'm like, "You're just saying that because you want some candy."
Looks like, is Tamisha also trying to get some candy?
I hope not.
Wow, that you put me on the spot there. I was playing a very slow game, and now
like you just fast checked it.
And I know that you just messed that up. Now I know exactly where I stand. Okay, well, I guess there's no point us pretending that we are colleagues anymore. Next week I'm getting a new co-host.
We'll see you next week on Touch.
Yeah.
It's a pity Gareth and Rena really like me.
Yeah.
If they didn't like me, then I would be scared of being unemployed.
No, you just have your own show. I think like this is really not working. This is how I usually, that was my slow game. Like get her to be on my show and then we have a show together. And now it's like,
oh my gosh.
Then you move in.
Then I move in. I was like doing what you did.
Yeah, he was very slow. Yeah. He took months.
But like a lot slower. But now that's out the bag. Okay.
Damn, sorry, T.
Yeah, anyway. Any good looking, mildly talented chicks out there.
you mean you're hiring up?
I'm doing something crazy.
How this went from couples addition to this.
It's like, after this, it's like nobody's going to be together anymore.
We're like, you were such a happy couple. Yeah. Come on the show.
Yeah,
and now everyone's broken up.
Yeah, let's mess it up for you. You're too happy. Come on our show.
Yeah, no. He was talking about work, and I had the show on, and he was interested in work.
How long is the show, guys? Do you have enough time for the story?
No, it's fine. We'd like to hear the story. Yeah. Let's hear the whole version.
Normally you have like, you need to get the 3-hour slot. So
oh, is it?
You need that for this, yeah.
Yeah. Well, just give us a shortish show.
She doesn't understand the word crazy.
Wow.
Yes. I could say the same thing about you in bed.
Oh! He likes to keep it short, huh?
Yeah. All I'm like, is it over now?
Yeah. He's like, baby.
I'm done.
Yeah. I'll only be 5 seconds. You won't feel a thing. Okay. You can sleep right through it.
But I'm smiling.
Exactly. That's what I used to tell my wife all the time. You can sleep right through it.
Yeah.
Like, I got a headache. So I'm like, what if I rub this Disprin all over my, and then...
To try grandpa, it's a little bit easier, more user friendly.
It is, isn't it? Because like then you have to crush it with your penis, which can be very
with
difficult.
Your dongle.
Jeez. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's just a jet lag talk. It's not.
Wow. Yes. So the story. I feel like the whole show we're going to be telling the story.
Yeah. No. Long and short of it. Then he was like, so what, like, I told him, no, this is what how I won Miss Envy Globe. I did all these accents.
Yeah.
And he was like, geez, no ways.
Do Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, do a Kim Kardashian, come on.
Since Tamisha's just come back from the Emmys.
Since
you know?
I did, you know.
Oh my gosh, it's so amazing. Like, my sister Chloe and Courtney, they've been so supportive of the fact that Kanye and I have had a new baby.
Yeah.
And like, our next thing is to go to Africa and pick up a little African baby. Like, we're so...
I'm available.
Like, I mean, like, totally, like, you know, we're such an amazingly supportive family, and a lot of people don't think that of me, but to be honest, I'm a really good mom.
To be honest.
To be honest, like if I'd say it myself.
So I did all these different accents, and then he was like, geez, I have to have you in my one-man show. And then
so my one-man show became a two-man show.
Yeah. You kind of gave her your show, didn't you?
Yeah,
it's like life, isn't it? I have to have you in my one-man life, and now it's like it's so not my life.
No life anymore.
Yeah.
Excuse me, you ain't complaining.
Hey, this guy, Mara, he's really, by the end of the hour, he really wants to get out of that house.
Yeah.
He's like, here's to hoping.
In the suburbs, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm just going to call the domestic to ask her to pack for me.
Yeah, we can move in together. Don't worry. And both our wives can stay in their nice houses in expensive estates in the four-way Danforth area. It's okay.
my God.
Anyway, I hope I didn't depress everybody.
I know. I'm like, I'm so depressed right now. Yeah,
really? I'm not. I know he's happy. He's in denial.
You know for that's a fact. Yeah.
I know for a fact. Like, yeah. No. Oh my You're God. Happy.
I am.
Yeah, yeah. She just told him.
She's like,
can you give me that script of all the things you want me to say on the show?
Like yesterday we had a friend over and then the guy was talking about a strip club and then he was talking about like how he knows the names of these strippers and he does his business from a strip club. So
one girl's name is Svetlana.
Svetlana.
Yeah.
Oh, so that sounds like the grand.
But she was. Oh, you know Svet.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Oh. Who doesn't know her? That is the question.
Do you know Svet?
No, I don't.
I've never been to the grand, so I don't know.
It's expensive. It's you too really expensive. Need someone to pay for you.
Yeah, but, yeah.
I all I know is that the food is really good, and the only reason
apparently
I go.
So.
They talk about the sushi, but I'm still confused.
They say the chicken is amazing.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You should try the try the fish sometimes if you don't like sushi.
Yeah.
You
guys that's what I heard. It's good there.
Yeah, it's good.
So Sans hasn't been either.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never.
Okay.
No, he really hasn't. He's not even.
You just killed his street cred right now.
Yeah, no, I did.
Like, you've totally destroyed it.
So, woman out there, if you're single by today, just know, balls. He's single for a reason. Yeah. Don't take him.
You're just taking his balls, put them in a little jar, and hang them around your neck.
You can see that through my shirt.
Yeah, no, on her. Actually, on her neck. She's like, just that's what she's done right now.
So, like, yeah, I don't even know. Oh, yeah.
You were saying, yes, they came over?
Yeah, and then this guy was like, no, about the strip club and whatever. And then Sans was like, yeah. Like, and I'm like, what are you talking about? You've never been. And then the guy's like, huh? I'm like, yeah, he's never been to the Grand. I mean, we'd go as a couple. We have that kind of openness in our relationship where we'll do things together.
Yeah.
And I was
like a threesome.
No, not
Oh, sorry.
Like
sorry.
Not that open.
Not that open.
Not that open.
It's more like it's me, myself, and I. Myself and you. That's three people.
Well, we look with us, the amount of accents and characters we play.
Yeah. What do you want, baby?
You're swinging.
I'll take you around the world. What do you want today?
Ouchie.
What do you want, baby? What do you want? I'll take you around the world.
I'm like, hey, baby, come here. Come here. Come here. Vishnu Mudli give you something special.
Hey.
You want the Buddha without a gold slit?
No jokes. He's done it. He's done.
Oh, he's done, yeah, for real. No, that's actually he said that in the middle of the.
Yeah, he's okay. Let me explain in short.
This is like really a candid interview. I know. It's a bit too candid.
Well, you started off with the crushing your disparate thing.
So like, you know, people do like nurses and doctors, and it's like no, like that's so boring for him. So he's like, let's do one of my stage characters. So every time I see the stage character on, which was one this weekend, you know that guy with the hats. That guy, I had him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is real love,
that
guys.
That was Vishnu. I mean, he's real. He's like 10 years old proper.
Yeah?
Like, I've been doing this character for like 10 years now. Oh, he's one of my most popular characters.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, he came to the fore. You know what I'm saying?
He's got a movie coming out next year.
Ah, it's from Phoenix.
Phoenix Unit 2.
Oh, wow. You like them rough, eh?
Yeah.
Unit 2,
right?
Rich kids up Unit 2.
Oh, is that where the rich kids come from?
No, he's definitely not rich. Hey, no.
In Phoenix, okay.
But that keeps the flame alive.
That's a burner.
Yeah, that's a barn burner.
Yeah, that's a Bunsen.
But okay. You know what I love?
Yeah.
And they are so open about their relationship. And there's this crazy story that I tell everyone because Kairu told it on the show and people still ask about it. So they've got a little baby and you can tell the story. And Sans asked you once if you guys could get like a memory foam mattress so that when you wake up at night that it doesn't disturb him. Mm. And then what did you say?
I said, hell no. I said, I want to be...
I remember that story.
Yeah, I'm like, if I get a memory foam mattress, then that means that I'm not going to hear you getting up in the middle of the night. No. I want to be able to keep tabs on you. Mm-mm.
So you won't know if he's making calls.
Like even his fingerprint system, like that just don't go down.
Yeah, I heard that.
I got a code. I'm like, okay. So I kept quiet. And I didn't say anything. And that afternoon and that evening, like... As he was sleeping and snoring his life away, I put his thumbprint into the finger.
I heard about that.
And I was went, I'm like, oh, wow. iPhone is so smart. Thankfully, I've got nothing to hide. You see?
Yeah, because, you know, Svetlana,
you know.
You put her in another folder.
I've got friends who've got those, that lock code
vault.
Vault.
Yes. He got no vault.
Yeah.
And you would know.
Trust me. If I had a vault, she would break me down to open that vault.
Yeah, you open that vault. And then she'd realize there's nothing in the vault.
Maybe I should just do it to me.
That's the best. I did that.
I think he likes crazy.
I think he does like crazy.
You know, you've got a whole lot of guys. Beautiful, smart, intelligent. And sounds like crazy.
And the crazier they are, the better.
Exactly. Yeah. He loves it.
Like me.
He lives for it.
That's why, you know what, that's why I was into Candace for so long, because I like her.
These two, have you ever heard them together off, like, gee whiz?
And, like, she's super crazy. She's like,
but I,
she's
no,
like
but the problem is I tell everyone I'm crazy.
You're Miss World of Crazy.
Yeah, me too. I also tell everyone I'm crazy.
There's a competition.
I don't get why people want to make up their own narrative.
Do you know what
when it's been told.
Exactly. Santa's like, you know, you said you were crazy, but this is a whole different level.
Yeah. It's just because you guys don't look like you're crazy. You're like, I want to test it. I want to be like, you're really crazy. Yeah, let's see how crazy
it's
you
like
really
are. It's like a trap.
Yeah.
It's like,
not you.
You see the cheese, you're going, that must be some good cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Once you get in there,
yeah.
And you
Yeah.
That's your cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
Who moved the cheese?
Who moved the cheese, nigga?
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But you guys are working together now.
Yes, we run Sandman Productions together.
Say that name again.
Sandman Productions.
Sandman Productions,
so
nice.
That's his name, Sandman.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So if I was like a radio teacher, I'd be, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sandman here today on Cliff Central.
All right, introduce the song then. Like yeah, this is the J. Cole instrumental. She knows. Go on. I'm about to play it again.
go for it.
What's that? Oh, with it?
Yeah, with the song.
J. Cole, she knows.
So you'd have to introduce yourself.
Come on,
okay, cool.
Dead air.
But where's the music?
It's coming. I'm going to play it once you introduce it.
Oh, I got to introduce the song.
Yes.
Oh,
you got to be like a DJ.
Oh,
is he usually this slow?
Yeah, it's because of the hitting on the head all the time.
See, the problem is, like, my ears are so big, they actually, like, sometimes cover over the
headphones. I see.
You know, I've got to, like, work out exactly what's being said. You know what I'm saying?
Is it my accent? Is it too New York?
You see, I'm feeling like, am I on an international show? And then I'm like, no, his name is T.
Yeah.
Or Toomey.
Yeah. Like, hi, nice to meet you.
Hey. So what's the name of the song again?
J. Cole.
Oh,
she knows.
Jake?
J. Cole.
You know he's like a
she
rapper?
Knows.
J. Cole,
she
that
knows.
Guy?
Yeah.
Oh, because she knows everything.
Yeah, she knows everything. She knows. She knows.
This is DJ Sandman, and up next we've got J. Cole. She knows.
If you're on,
she knows.
If you're on Touch Central, you better be careful because your job is about to go.
Taking it down.
He's taking it. Sandman is taking it.
And if you don't know it, to me, show.
She knows.
She knows. Exactly.
There you go. But anyway,
yes.
I want to hear about the company. So what do you guys do at Sandman Productions?
Okay, we do various stuff. I mean, we have the corporate leg, but that's not so exciting.
Yeah.
The corporate leg. So you like make corporate videos?
Corporate videos, but we do creative concepts. Like,
so you make money, basically, in the corporate leg.
We also shooting films.
Yeah, but
that's okay. We'll talk about the film later because that's like your dream. But like right now, you're just like, how do you pay the rent? Right.
We pay the rent with our movies, our live shows.
Oh, the live shows are good.
Candace came to our live show this weekend that passed.
The Great Indian Comedy Festival.
The Great Big SA Indian Comedy Show.
Was she in the audience?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you thought I was like playing an Indian person? Like,
you could pass.
You got that? You got
that? I've told her so many times.
She's got that Somalian Indian vibe.
Yeah. She totally does.
She's got Indian eyes.
She's got an Indianness about her.
There is.
I see everything.
Have you had a? Do you have a bit of Indian? You?
I don't think so.
Not since.
But would you like some?
Up with yeah. Okay. There you go. Not in front of the wife.
Yeah, anyway. Oh my God.
She does though. It's not even a joke.
Oh really?
Yeah. This.
Yeah. No. Totally. I told her all the time.
There's some Indian genes somewhere in that line.
There definitely.
Okay. See. Okay.
Anyway, move on.
Definitely.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to tell the people that, like, I tell you stuff all the time that, you know.
Like, nice
it's not, it's not
like,
the first time you heard it, all right?
No, but it was actually
like
a really funny show. No, but it was a good show.
What happened?
Are you asking me?
Yes, I'm asking you. You were there, weren't you?
Oh, because you were so far from the mic, I couldn't hear what you were saying.
What happened?
Oh.
What, can you hear me now? What happened? What happened?
Sans, actually. starts the show. So he's the MC of the show.
Yeah.
And he comes out with these different characters. But the best, honestly, was when like he started dancing to like different songs for different nationalities. So like he played, there was Afrikaans one. Ekwil heistuga na papa to whatever. What is the
name?
Na mama.
Loslapi.
Loslapi.
Yes.
Loslapi.
Yes.
And then, top number. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great song. Yeah.
And then for us darker skinned folk, I'm meaning African. What did you play again?
I got my remix on Umlilo.
Umlilo.
Yeah, so I go Umlilo. I've got big nuts. Umlilo. Yeah, she's umlosa.
I don't even know what the lyrics are, so I can't.
I just kind of make it up myself.
I'm too cheese boy for it anyway. But it's I was admitting that's how I am.
I'm too bougie.
I'm too bougie
for that kind of
music.
I mean,
I hear it sometimes. I like Kwaito a lot.
You like Kwaito?
Yeah, I like Kwaito. Especially
you like the ghetto-ish?
Yeah, sometimes when I'm rolling through the hood.
Don't
every
lie.
Now and again.
All of us like being wretched now and again.
Nkalagata doesn't count as Kwaito.
That's white music. No. The black people sit down and then all the white people get up.
But have you ever seen a crowd when Nkalagata goes down? If you're in a white room, like they look at you like...
Candice, your birthday, we rocked for Nkalagata.
We
were dancing for Nkalagata. Do you remember?
I mean, it's that many white
that
people just like...
from the suburbs. You know? Totally.
I don't deny it. Yeah. I don't deny it. But I mean, Nkalagata really doesn't give you cool points. You
not
know what
at
I'm
all,
saying?
Not at all.
Like you can dance to it, but it's not like your cool points.
No.
Babes or Doom was like cool points.
Oh, lolo.
Like, you know,
that I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. I'm proud of me.
I like those kid type Kwaito ones.
That kind of
vibe.
That was a really great impression.
You like that, huh?
Yeah. No, but I miss old school Kwaito. Like, Idols made me miss it this past week. They had trompies.
Oh,
on Idols.
On Idols. They will perform. I mean, they're
Thrombies.
Old. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the limbs aren't moving quite like they used to.
Yeah, they're like people's dads. Like your children are busty.
Like little trompies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, for real.
They're like revived trompies. And Mdu was there. And they were singing like, oh man, I wish TKZ was there. Then it would have taken me way back.
Yo.
Way back
to when you were five.
Even Benny McCarthy.
Exactly.
I mean, Benny McCarthy was on TKZ songs.
Yeah, I know.
What was that song?
Like a fish and chips.
To the north and south, South Africa.
Benny's in the 18 area.
Area.
Sikazi's in the area.
Area.
Yeah. Galagata.
But let's not like fight it. You know, all of us have our ratchet music. You know, that music that you just like become a new person to.
Yeah, I like, have them. Mine has a lot of spurring in it.
What is your ratchet music?
Oh my gosh, mine is like, I don't fuck with you.
Oh,
whoa,
yeah.
Easy Tiger.
Okay.
Radio.
Right there.
Radio.
Right there. No, you can say anything.
Unradio.
It's
you can
unradio.
Say anything.
Yeah.
But that's my jam. Like when I'm angry.
But how amazing is that song?
Oh my gosh.
Okay,
I
recently went through a breakup.
Yeah.
And that was my soundtrack.
That was your soundtrack.
I came into school.
How many of those this year?
How many
of those this year?
How many?
Too many. So like that show, like that song stays in the car because I
just
know.
That's like.
Like I'm so dignified all the other time.
You feel like you can release energy with that song.
And I open all my windows and then I start rapping to people in traffic.
I'm like,
I don't
fuck with you. You little crazy ass. I fuck with you.
My one is Kendrick Lamar.
Which King one?
Kunta. I got a bone to pick.
Oh, yeah.
King I don't want your monkey mother sitting on my phone again.
Oh.
I'm mad.
Yeah.
On the background. I'm
I said,
like,
yeah, you got like a double act. I'm trying to find it.
King Kunta, I don't fuck with you. Because
all of them.
that's my jam.
Oh my! But that song just gives you a gangster heart.
Yeah, I love it.
If you have it like in your earphones,
but
just
you
like,
have to put I don't if with you.
You have to. You have to.
That song.
But like because Sean, you know what? Big Sean wrote it from a place of just truth.
Exactly.
When Mia Rivera wins and like married another man.
What did he say? He said something about. I just dodged a bullet from a crazy
bit. Wow. That's what made
dodging.
Me rich.
You're still dodging.
You got hit.
I moved
right
from a 9mm to an AK.
Yeah, you just got hit like in the high.
Yeah.
You need to wait for a grenade.
Sure. Then I become Bruno Mars.
Wait.
It's so funny. Men always speak about the torture they go through in relationships, but I don't know how you guys would function without us.
Exactly.
Genuinely.
I know. I can.
He says to me, he's like, whenever he's feeling emotional, I call it the emotional.
All the time. I'm an emotional being. Like, I am quite.
I don't know how I'm gonna live without you, and I'm like, really? Because like just now you're like.
That's just to keep the peace.
I'm like, you learn fast, boy.
That was the script I got right at the beginning. I just keep using it over and over again.
But jokes aside, we literally go to bed. Even now, even in a fight, we end up laughing or saying something that we laugh. I mean, he's very sarcastic in a fight.
Oh, really?
Like, yo. That's
I believe in bringing some wit to the table.
I agree
that tends to level like 100.
Yeah. You're already angry. You may as well be witty, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that can take anyone from 0 to 100.
In a level Tekken. Like, a level 100 on Tekken now. I'm like, I was like on a 2. You know, but the moment you come with your sarcasm, I'm there.
Somebody's going to get bitch slapped in the face.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's usually me.
Yeah. that's who I was thinking it was going to be. Come on.
But you have to have fights, you know? Like, Hollywood sold us dreams when they were like, oh my God, like, you meet him and he's like, oh my God, he's so cute.
Exactly.
And then he like does everything right and you look at him every day and you're like, I love him. Uh-uh. Sometimes you look at him and you're like, how many years of life
stuck with this motherfucker?
Did you see Cinderella?
Let's just say it like it is.
Cinderella.
Yeah.
Screw Cinderella. Do y'all see Pretty Woman? I'd rather get me one of them.
What, like a prostitute?
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like,
one who's indebted to you.
Yeah, that's it. One that's indebted to me.
Don't you listen to
every
Kanye?
Every time she wants to fight, you just like, don't forget who got you out of that life.
Yeah. You just want like your backtrack to life is.
And she'd be like, who says I'm out of that life?
Yeah, don't joke. Yeah. Like strippers have attitude.
Yeah.
They're like, who said I wanted to be rescued?
Do you know that you're Cardi B?
Do you listen to Cardi B?
Cardi B, no.
Oh, my word. Now she's like, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., bitch, I was stripping and shit. I was up on that pole. And you know what? Yes, I'm going to show these titties up to the dead of me.
Oh, my.
But she's become this like huge... her. Huge rapper in America at the moment.
What's her name?
Cardi B.
Isn't she on Love and Hip Hop or something?
Yes, she has songs like Shmoney and Gangsta Bitch Volume
2. I want to make my Shmoney. Cash money.
And you know what? She's so real. She's like, you know what? Because the last year, I was on that pole and stripping and shit. And I see you niggas, because your nigga be paying me money to strip for him. And then...
No, but don't you find that in America, like, the most... crazy things get glorified, whereas in South Africa it just wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, in America you could be a stripper and then come out and be like, you know what, I turned my life around and now I'm like, you know, a pastor and I'm like famous.
Imagine Svetlana becoming a rapper. I don't fucking you. You little stupid ass bitch, I'm from Boxburg too.
Yeah, there you go. I would buy that album.
Well done,
Santos. So I thought this is for you guys.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Are we gonna sing along?
Yeah, let's do it. Do. Windows down. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going.
There we go.
It's my jam,
hey? I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch. I ain't fucking with you.
See, she knows the words really well.
You little dumb ass bitch. I ain't fucking with you.
Come on.
I got a million trillion things that I'd rather fucking do.
What?
Than to be fucking with you. You little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do.
What?
Got a new man, I wait, this is my favorite part.
Yeah? Wow.
Then you post it up, thinking that it's making me sick. I see you calling, I be making it quick. I'ma answer that shit like, I don't fuck with you.
Bitch, I got no feelings to go. I swear I had it up to here, I got no ceilings to go. I mean, for real, fuck how you feel.
Fuck your 2 cents if it ain't going towards the bill.
I just dodged a bullet from a crazy bitch. Wow.
That's what my guns, that's what made me rich, that's what put me on, that's what got me.
Did you just Google the words?
No,
That's cheating.
We love that's how deep Candace's gangster role is.
And you know, brother, we just fucking up the ozone. I got a bitch that tells me she ain't got no clothes on.
What? Every week.
Yeah. And I'ma take your ass back like,
I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. Can you feel? feel the power coming out of
you.
Release.
I feel like so good right now.
Yeah. Woo. Then it'll be
get with you.
You little stupid ass. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
About you or anything that you do.
What
about you or anything that you do?
Oh my God.
Alright, so let's get back to the show.
Do you know what's the, you know what's the saddest thing, right? So okay. We live on Facebook right now.
Hi guys.
I thought you were cheating and like Google the words.
But yeah. You know what's the saddest part about this? People don't hear the music that we sing along to. So
it's just us.
Oh.
Because we've got this.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Really?
So people have been like joining us live and then just logging off. Like,
oh, okay. That's
well, if we knew, I could, like, I could have done a beatboxing vibe.
Yeah,
vibes,
I would have. Why don't you tell us?
All they're hearing is, would you?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just realized. Because when I saw people dropping, like, flies on our live chat, I was like, hey. Oh. Wait a minute.
No, guys.
Maybe the level of talent wasn't that good. Okay, yeah. on that note. Okay, well,
When you're angry and you want your gangster to come out,
oh my gosh.
You don't actually care about you.
You know what I mean?
Singing your own rendition.
Oh. Yeah. You don't even care if someone's watching.
But you know, that's the beauty of the song. It's not about anyone else but yourself.
Yes.
And the person you're hating.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm just hating on her right now, my ex or him.
Okay, but have you ever actually, like, been in a situation where you really do, like, you just wish someone would get, like, run over? You're like,
oh my gosh, all the time.
Every day.
Most of the time it's them. I wish I could save you.
He prays to a very strong God. Yeah, he prays to a very powerful God. Yeah. He's still here. You know what they say about if a woman prays for you, it usually comes true.
I like him.
Really?
Yeah.
All this while in the show, I've been joking and stuff. Eh?
Yeah, I know. So I know. I know. I know.
I never meant a word I said.
I know, but she meant everything. Everything that she said.
And I don't F with you. you little lovely ass.
Okay, I want to get back to the serious stuff. I want to get back to the 9 to 5. So I'm very excited about that. You guys do television and film.
Film, yes.
Yes.
We're actually going to be shooting from Sunday our reality
cooking
show. It's a cooking show.
That's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be new concept.
But it's a new concept cooking show.
Fresh. Got some comedy in there. It's about six characters.
That's going to be amazing.
So you cook it, like other dishes outside of curry as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not an Indian joke. You know. Okay. I'm sorry. I just had to make that clear, just in case you thought maybe I was fucking with you.
Right.
I'm not really.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we'll do at least one episode with some curry because that's our
bunny chow.
That would be like kind of like weird if it didn't happen.
If we didn't do it, people are like, why
am I watching this show?
Exactly. You
like,
know.
But
we do give our food a bit of an Indian twist.
Okay.
Whenever it's needed.
Okay, but are you guys going to fake it? Like, you know, if you make something really that doesn't taste amazing, on camera you're going to be like,
Of course.
How do you say I'm cooking?
You should smell this fragrance.
So are you a great cook in real life?
She is.
Thank you.
I'm a great taster.
Dude, you just got like the biggest jackpot ever. I just got to put that out there.
He does because I don't cook
for shit. Hot. She just gave you a baby and she still cooks for you, man.
You don't know the half of it.
What's the flip side? Come on, let's be real. What's the flip side here? Okay, we'll talk later. Yeah, you know what I say in front of the monster. I understand.
even your Jedi is shaking his head there. grim.
All right.
Oh my God.
So, that's dope.
I do mm-hmm. cook. So we have like 13 different cultures that we're going into. And we do our
13.
We do Mexicano.
Oh, because
it's global food, you know.
But Mexican is a thing now.
Do you know?
Oh, do you know?
Yeah, man.
Even their men are.
Just put some chili in there, man. Some chili and some tequila. You got Mexican food. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, homes.
I don't think it's a, well, you could get a box for like, you know, tacos. I mean, I'm a terrible cook and even I can make tacos.
No, she really is. She's not even
kidding. You've never even tasted my cooking.
I don't have to. Like, I just know.
You can sense.
Like, yeah.
Like, you can look at Ken's and go, yeah, she can't.
You wouldn't know by just looking at her, but like, even when she explains what she made and how she made it, you just go,
that is
wow.
Disgusting.
I feel bad for the people who have to eat
it. You go, I don't want to eat a food, but I'll eat her.
Yeah. He's like, okay, like if I was to get with her, I'd have to hire somebody.
Yeah, you gotta get.
And like, no, but in fairness, I don't. I always say it first. I'm like, I don't cook.
Yeah, but you're the type of.
You come out with a disclaimer.
Yeah.
Look, you better be amazing in bed.
Yeah.
It's like you don't cook. You better be like amazing
in
bed.
I'm good at desserts.
Yeah. You better like it's like because you can't have it both ways. You know what I mean?
You gotta have some skills.
You gotta have something. Like you gotta bring something to the table. All right, cool. You're good looking. So what? This is
yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Wow, wow. I'm not that bad a cook. I'm not a good cook.
Can you find
that's why I prefer dating people who cook.
Nice.
Generally.
Nice.
Well, yeah. Can we say your last, can you say your last boyfriend was a chef?
Hey?
Your last boyfriend was a chef?
We could say so.
Wait, was he, is he an ex now?
He
oh,
yes,
Lord,
I'm sorry.
Candace.
I'm sorry, y'all. It's my birthday, we were all celebrating.
You were like, he's the one.
Yeah.
But then I did say that about 5 hours.
This year.
He's the one this month.
Okay, I have a really large pizza, okay? And I'm very, very, very hopeful.
Yeah, yeah.
Well done, Ken.
You're an optimist.
Yeah, I'm an optimist.
It lasted. It lasted this one. It's like
it lasted longer than the others.
It's like over for real.
Hey, I don't think...
Wasn't his name like...
close that, right
so Miles. You guys are over
to
Okay, sad.
I was going to make a joke that he's now miles away.
Okay. All right, well, I mean, just like, that
just
joke
as well,
just
if
not,
he checked in on our Facebook
it did not
live.
Land. It did not, yeah.
Thanks,
Dad. Oh, my, because he could be, like, if he's
he
like,
could be miles away. So.
Yeah, no, well, he could be, like, checking it out. I mean, if
there's
he's an ex worthy salt, he would be, like, watching what you're doing on Facebook.
And
I mean, I do
you
that
know
every
what,
now
actually,
and again with all my exes.
I had an ex.
That's just this year as well.
Don't joke. I had an
ex. That must be a big account.
Don't joke. I had an ex actually reach out to me because I wrote a blog about them. And they were like, I just feel like I was unfairly represented.
Are you serious?
And obviously I laughed and I just started sending it to everyone. Attached with a screenshot. Here's my blog and here's the screenshot of this bitch ass.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
But you know what? Can I say something? It's like I love social media because you're able to just voice your opinion. And
sometimes I wish people wouldn't.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Like, I just want to say this to anyone who's listening right now. Like, don't go onto my Twitter page and voice your opinion, you know, to me.
Yeah,
about me.
About you.
I might not
unless
really
it's good.
Handle
unless
it well.
It's good.
Yeah, I mean, if you compliment all the...
Compliments we take.
Compliment all you want.
Yeah.
But like when you start that other stuff, like...
But don't you find people just want to give you advice?
Not like, really, actually.
You know, you need prayer, or I can pray for you, or no?
I take prayer. Prayer's a good prayer. I'll always take prayers.
No. I don't get prayers.
You don't take prayers.
I don't get that.
I usually get...
I'm
maybe
like,
you should ask your racist white pastor to pray for you. That's what I get.
What's that?
Yeah.
Sorry?
I'll say I usually get like, maybe you should get your racist white pastor to pray for you.
People are still hanging on to that.
They're
really?
Still hanging on
oh, my gosh.
Is this the same Hansi's guy, that guy?
No, okay.
No, this is the other guy.
Yeah. Oh, you weren't?
It's a different racist white pastor.
He wasn't racist at all.
Yeah, really. I don't believe he was racist.
I don't think we should leave it.
Let's not go there.
Like,
this is a can of
worms. Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like,
Christmas is coming. We don't want things to get out of control again.
Yeah. I feel like maybe being too honest is what gets us in trouble.
Put a beast
okay,
on
no,
that.
No.
Jesus born child, Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day. Okay, that's enough.
But I can't believe that's exactly what you're going to be singing on the Christmas carols.
Is it?
So Cliff Central is having Christmas carols, guys.
Wow.
And Tamisha, I just asked Rena, can we like,
that's
you know,
song I'm
can
singing?
We introduce an act? That's Tamisha right. Says, no, can we have a duet?
Whoa.
And
we're still working on the duet, though.
No, I can't sing, though. Like, I don't sing. I'm a shoo-wop girl. Yeah. Like, I'm that girl that's like...
How bad are you at singing? Is it as
you
bad as
you know
dancing?
How bad I am. My dancing is not that bad.
Oh, okay.
It's bad.
It's yeah, yeah.
You got white girl
dancing. White stuff.
You know what I mean?
Lock knees vibes.
You know what I mean? And yeah. I think you it's know? Cute, but it's like you can't sell that.
Yeah.
That, you know.
That is disgusting. Because I know a lot of white people that can dance. Okay?
Yeah, but...
So. Oh, okay.
You would think
but,
so, though.
Yeah.
But they got
yeah,
black
exactly.
vibes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, compared to Candace, I mean, probably can.
Wow. Today's like roast Candace.
Well, you started roasting me earlier. You were totally roasting me. And... and you've made it clear to the whole audience that you friend zoned me. I mean, like,
completely.
Yeah, that's the worst thing you can do to man. That's worse than what she did with Sans balls.
In the jar. Sans balls is in the friend zone.
Yeah, exactly.
I give him back his balls on special occasions, like Christmas and.
Oh really? Yeah. Oh, on public
it's
holidays.
Like jingle balls, jingle all the way.
But it's just for a day, nigga. Don't get used to it. Okay.
Just right, Christmas.
Yeah, he
Christmas.
Shouldn't get used to like stating his opinion.
No.
Yeah. I hear this.
I love that.
You love that.
Yeah. But jokes aside, work, I keep saying jokes aside. But it's like, yeah, you know, yeah, like someone's gonna believe me.
Yeah. Like we're gonna stop.
No, like we're gonna think, yeah, no, she never did that. She'll never do that. Okay, but jokes aside, yes.
We have a very open and good relationship.
Okay, but wait, because nowadays when people say open,
yeah, you
it
know,
means
you
we have
must be
open
careful.
Policy. Like anyone can enter.
Don't say open like that.
No,
you know.
we're very. I'm very. Jealous.
You're open with each other.
Yes, I'm very jealous.
I don't want no crusty ass on my.
You don't want no Krispy Kreme on
no,
that?
No,
no, okay.
Get your own.
You're quite possessive.
I'll have a Krispy
Kreme.
No,
you won't. Yeah.
No, you won't. Apparently not.
You don't like that. You're diabetic.
I should let everyone know.
My peeps get the sugar
diabetic,
in this place.
He's not diabetic, but he will be diabetic
if he has
too much.
Because I'm like, he's diabetic. You're telling like a lot of facts, because you see, if you can read into that, diabetes causes impotence as well.
Oh, my God.
So that's where I went. When you said, but you're diabetic, I was like, that's what you actually meant.
Yeah. Oh, MG.
Thank God you're not.
No,
okay.
No, it works.
You're not impotent
or
diabetic.
Just in case we break up, I don't want any other ladies otherwise, diabetes here.
No, he's fine. His equipment works.
Yeah.
Before the show ends, actually, I want to find out something.
It's almost over.
Almost over.
Almost over.
We just started.
And we haven't even spoken about the film that you guys are working on. Like, I want to get on with that. Yeah. So go ahead.
I wanted to ask a quick question. Comedy. Do you guys have like groupies for like, you know, after the show, do you guys have like women who are like leaving their number?
Oh, okay. Yes. Come on. A lot for him.
Shut up,
like,
girl.
Like, seriously, like some chicks even message him on Facebook.
Of course they would.
And like, comedian. I'm replying. So if you're doing it, I'm the one who's replying. Yeah. Hi.
I'm not at that level where I get panties thrown on stage.
He's like,
which is a good thing because like, I don't know, it's just getting stuck on stage. And,
yeah,
you know,
it's like, oh, yeah.
You know?
It's like, oh.
And and then they see me. Like, I did this one thing when I was pregnant. I have to share it with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So we were driving down to Durban, and this chick sent him a message on Facebook.
And that's when you were checking his Facebook as usual.
Because we were driving.
Sure,
and then
that's
that
time of the day.
So,
but she has already She has already admitted that she manages his Facebook.
Yeah. She did.
So
she did.
It's not a shock.
It's
not even my Facebook anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Soon it's gonna be. You know, people have those double barrel ones.
Yeah.
Sans and Kerry.
Like Lala.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, like Lala and that dude. That dude is no longer
Becca.
Which guy is this now?
Chris.
The guy with the dreadlocks. Remember Lala was dating?
Lala's free.
No,
guy,
they were dating.
Saying.
He's free.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Free now.
Yeah, so
I don't know who Lala is.
Guys, let's get back to Kerry's story.
Lala's free?
You want to know this crazy story.
Is she ready for another black guy? Or is it too soon? Okay, we want to hear your story.
Yes, so now Facebook, you're on the car, Facebook?
He's driving. He's like, there's a message on my phone. So, you know, so I check it and then I'm like, oh my God, I'm pregnant. I'm like 3 months pregnant. I'm like, oh my God.
That's a brave man.
You're
3 months pregnant. He's like, there's a message. Just check who it is.
So, and then I'm like,
I have nothing to hide ever.
That's good.
You shouldn't.
I'll just put it out there to all the other ladies.
Ladies, if you're sending him a message, just know who's going to answer.
Exactly.
Yeah, carry on.
So then, so what he does is,
call
I'm
me.
Like,
yeah,
I'll be answering that too.
Yeah, between 2 and 3.
So, guys, the story, our show's ending.
So what she does is, she sends this message. She's like, please can I hug you after the show? Or please can I get my mom to hug you? And I'm such a big fan. And I'm like, huh? Who's this?
She wants her mom to hug me too.
Who's this?
That's not
like,
hey,
okay.
mom and daughter,
like, okay.
Actually.
Okay.
I did that once in Amsterdam.
Please, I'm like, you've got a fan, Sans. I was very nice about it. I'm like, you've got a fan. I'm like, I'll reply for you. So I replied for Sans, as Sans. Very nice. I'm
what
like,
did you say? Did you do it in his voice?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Please wait after the show. It's cool, whatever. I made sure I was there after the show. You were gone.
Wow.
Like the wind.
Did you actually meet her?
No, I saw, but she saw me, because when she came in, I was sitting at the edge of the seat like this, like pregnant.
So she made sure, she showed him tummies.
Yeah, like it's like, this is his.
Yeah.
And then I uploaded his profile picture as me.
Wow.
That's commitment to the cause.
Women,
listen, I'm not down with that. I'm not going to lie.
You're not down with what?
I don't want to take the relationship that far. I like to keep some things a little bit
I like to
secret.
Me too.
But no, not really. You don't. You,
I
you
do.
Like
I don't have
like
a choice.
You like it the way I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you like it the way I tell you to
you
like
see?
It.
But on a
see?
Serious note, he asked me to reply, and I was very nice about it. And
all the others?
She didn't. No, there was no others.
And all the other times you replied when he didn't ask you.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't. I'll tell him about a message, and I'll be like, you know, these are the messages. And then.
So should we tell him about our film?
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Three
so you guys
minutes.
Do films as well, right? And you're working on one? Or is it coming out?
We'll be shooting it in January. It's called Who's My Daddy? It's directed by David Kyle and Sans Wansami.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay, wow.
And it's got some of the biggest names in comedy.
I haven't been called.
So you're not a comedian.
We're calling you.
Oh, I thought you said biggest names.
Yeah, there was a comma. There was a comma there.
There was a big pause.
Do you want to be in it? Should we audition you now?
You need to audition.
Okay, we have like 3 minutes.
I know this is the Emmy judge here. We'll audition.
I want to just say I auditioned
like an Emmy judge. So like,
I'm still wearing the tag. You know, I couldn't like take it off. So I was like, I may as well just keep it on. Like this is so dope.
Let's see.
Like an arm brace.
He like sleeps like this with his arm out in the plane.
Yeah, this is like how I shower, like one handed.
Guys, literally, the next show is staring us down.
Let's hear what the movie's about.
Yes, what's the movie about?
Okay, so basically we've got my famous character, Vishnu Mudli.
Yes,
who's
from Phoenix.
From Phoenix, Unit 2, to be specific, on a search to find his father.
Oh.
He grew up all his life without his dad.
Yeah.
He ends up on a comedy show. He's a comedian or wants to be a comedian.
Okay.
So he ends up on a show called The Joke Off.
Okay, I like it. The joke
and
off.
One of the categories was Yo Daddy jokes.
And he failed.
And he failed. And he loses, obviously, because like he gets all emotional. He doesn't have a daddy. So that like inspires him to go out and find his father. So he goes out on this.
And then there's a love story in it as well. There's a British journalist that's come here.
Played by you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. She's played by me.
She's not letting no other woman pick her man.
For a second, I was asking that because I thought she was going to say no.
No, it wasn't supposed to be me.
Okay.
And it was actually my decision not to be me, for me not to play the
character. But she's brilliant. Do the accent.
Well, honestly, it's really difficult. I mean, I've come down to South Africa and I really wanted to work here in the newsroom because there's so much of news happening. And I really thought it would be really cool to follow Vishnu Mudli around to actually find out whose dad is.
And she falls in love with me.
Obviously.
Like, who wouldn't though?
But it's a beautiful, you know, there's a lot of cultural exploration and, you know, things of different, because she's got this Indian-British background that you kind of find the identity of the British Indian
and
mixed with the South African
from
Indian.
Phoenix, Unit
from
two.
Phoenix, Unit 2. But also, you know, like, obviously we've got characters, we've got a little Alfred Ntombela.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We might have Tamisha Marsha.
I just want to be on the on the movie as well.
No, you have to be talented.
Yeah. I'm here.
So it's
going
to be one of those really, really funny ones.
You have
to be talented. Hello.
It's not that kind of movie, Ken.
Yeah, we know what your talent is. When you're not
we heard you can't cook.
You guys are disgusting.
Oh, I'm so glad
you
I set that up.
Yourself.
I'm so glad. I was like, that was a long setup, though. So I was like, when is it going to come? And then it came immediately, like at some point.
Wow, I'm so glad you got satisfaction.
You see how smart I am, Candace.
Well done, dude.
Oh, Thanks, guys. So where can people get a hold of you? Very quickly before we go.
Facebook.
Sans Wansami on Facebook.
And
it means Kero Kirsten.
No,
really.
I'm kidding. Like, I just said it. Like, I'm being serious. He literally has access to his Facebook. There are times where he'll actually ask me to check it or he'll check mine or whatever. But literally, we're in the same house. We're in business together. So we're with each other 24/7.
Awesome.
Sadly.
So it's Kero Kirsten.
I'm about to
Sans Wansami on Facebook. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys.
Yeah,
what
a
crazy, hectic show.
I had a great time.
So this is what happens when you jet lag, T.
Yeah.
You
just. I look like. You
travel
just,
more, you know, boy. Travel more.
That's what he looks like. That's what he looks like.
I think he looks pretty damn good.
Thank you.
He needs that compliment for the year.
I don't get that a lot from Candace.
Is that a Zulu word on your cap? Nige.
Nige, yeah. I was going to put an M there. Should have been like
Nige.
Yeah. Yeah, so there you go. Nige. Nige wena. Mina nige wena. Okay, we're out of here.
Okay, guys, we are out. Thank you so much for keeping up with this bizarre, crazy show.
Yeah, on
we will catch you next week.
What a way to chill out.
And this is what we were singing along to. We love you. Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com